Cybercare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Have you ever had this happen to you? A friend asks you to go for a walk or to take part in some other energetic activity, but you just don't feel like doing any of those things. You're tired. Actually, you feel extra fatigued. You're lacking energy. Your friend says, maybe you're anemic. Well, that doesn't sound very nice, does it? And besides, the answer to the suggestion is maybe, or maybe not. It's true that the symptoms of tiredness and lack of energy could point to anemia. On the other hand, they could also point to a number of other possible causes. A doctor's examination and tests are the best way to find out if you truly have anemia and what needs to be done for it. What is anemia? What does it mean to be anemic? Is it something serious? Is it something about which you need to be concerned? According to the World Health Organization, anemia is the world's second leading cause of disability. They consider it to be one of the most serious global health problems. It affects over half of preschool children and pregnant women in developing countries. Another estimate says that up to 30% of the world's population is anemic. So yes, anemia is something we should be concerned about. What is it? What is anemia? Well, basically, anemia is a condition that develops when your blood doesn't have enough healthy red blood cells or hemoglobin. If you have too few red blood cells or your hemoglobin is abnormal or low, then the cells in your body will not get enough oxygen so that they can function correctly. Hemoglobin is described as a protein in the blood. It is the oxygen-carrying pigment that gives red blood cells their color. It is this red pigment, this iron-rich protein, this hemoglobin in the blood, that carries oxygen from your lungs to the cells and tissues in your body. It is very important for the health and survival of your body. Symptoms like fatigue happen with anemia because the organs in your body are not getting what they need to function properly. By the way, there are many types of anemia, more than 400 according to some estimates, and they are each a little different in what causes them and what treatments are necessary. So we're obviously not going to try and look at all of them. A blood test by a doctor or a lab would be the only way to tell for sure if you have anemia. But there are some symptoms that might give you a few clues and suggest perhaps you need to make an appointment with your doctor. We've already mentioned the most common symptom of anemia, fatigue. That means you would be feeling tired or weak. If you have anemia, you would probably find it hard to do your normal activities. You just wouldn't have the energy. The most common cause of anemia is iron deficiency or not enough iron in your blood. And we'll come back to both of these in a moment and what you can do about this symptom of anemia and this cause of anemia. There are other signs and symptoms such as shortness of breath, dizziness, headaches, coldness in your hands or your feet. Your skin may appear to be lacking color. It's very pale. You might even experience some chest pains. You could feel lightheaded, and you could also experience blood pressure that is below the accepted range of normal for blood pressure. Why do these happen? When you're anemic, your heart has to work extra hard to pump blood through your body. And because your blood is not carrying the normal amount of oxygen, then your heart has to pump harder to pump more blood to the places in your body that need the oxygen in order to function and keep you healthy. And just to keep things confusing, if you have anemia and it is very mild or moderate, you may have no symptoms at all, or perhaps very mild symptoms. If you do have anemia, important organs in your body can be seriously damaged because your blood cannot transfer enough oxygen to them. So anemia, or the thought of being anemic, is not something to treat casually. It can be a serious problem if it is not treated. What causes anemia? The most common type of anemia is known as iron deficiency anemia. That means that the body is not receiving enough iron, or for some reason it is losing iron. This type of anemia is very treatable with changes in diet and also with iron supplements. So let's look quickly at some of the possible causes. A shortage of iron in your blood could be caused by the food you eat or the food you don't eat. We'll have more about diet in a moment and the foods that can help you boost your iron intake. For women, iron might be too low because of heavy periods, and this would be from loss of blood. There can be other causes of excessive bleeding, gastrointestinal bleeding, inflammatory bowel disease, repeated attacks of malaria, untreated parasite infections such as hookworms. Other conditions that can lower the amount of iron in your blood could include pregnancy, ulcers, polyps in the colon, or also colon cancer. Sometimes there are not enough hormones for red blood cell production. This happens with conditions like certain diseases. Advanced kidney disease is one, so is hypothyroidism. Cancer can be a cause, lupus, and rheumatoid arthritis. As we mentioned earlier, the actual diagnosis of anemia is made by way of a blood test. A sample of your blood is taken, and in the lab they will measure your hemoglobin levels. That's the amount of iron in your blood. They will also look at the size and shape of your red blood cells. The levels of vitamin B12 and folate, or folic acid, may also be checked, as low levels of these can be a sign of the cause of anemia. Depending on what they find with these tests, other tests and examinations may be necessary. From these results, your doctor will determine what kind of treatment he or she thinks would be a good idea for you. This may include iron supplements. Possibly also vitamin B12 and folic acid tablets will be recommended. Pernicious anemia is a more serious diagnosis. This means you would not be able to absorb sufficient B12 from tablets. In this case, you might need to be treated with injections every 3 months. If nothing more serious is indicated by the tests than just a shortage of iron, your doctor will probably ask you to adjust your mealtime menus to include foods that perhaps you are not normally eating. There are foods that are rich in iron. Red meat, poultry, and seafood provide a lot of the type of iron that is easily absorbed by your body. Vegetables, beans, those vegetables that are sometimes grouped under the name of pulse, nuts, eggs, and dairy products usually contain a type of iron that is not quite so readily absorbed by your body, but they are a good source of iron. Green leafy vegetables, such as kale and spinach, are reported to have more iron than other vegetables. But there is something else to keep in mind if you're trying to increase the intake of iron into your body. Sometimes other things that you eat or drink can interfere with the body absorbing certain nutrients, including iron. Coffee, decaf or regular, tea, or even some herbal teas contain polyphenols of various kinds, which can seriously block the absorption of iron. One recommendation is that if you are purposely eating a meal that is rich in iron, then do not drink coffee or tea for 2 hours before or after the meal. It's not going to actually do you any harm, but it may likely reduce the iron that you were able to bring into your body to enrich your blood. According to some reports, citrus juice, that is, orange or grapefruit, can help the body absorb iron from supplements or from iron-rich meals. Remember, iron deficiency anemia can become serious enough to affect your daily life. So, if you suspect you may have a problem like this, check your diet. Be sure the foods you are eating are providing plenty of iron, vitamin B12, and folic acid. Then make an appointment with your doctor. It's important to find out the cause of your anemia. A Moment for Your Health is a copyrighted feature presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com